You're listening to a classic business podcast as heard on Classic 1027. 1027.
The whole issue of the rise of social media and what this means for the flow of information and indeed nation building is fascinating. And I'm sure you've watched The Social Dilemma by now. If you haven't, you really must. You're missing out. And it's something that is touched on by historian Niall Ferguson in The Square and the Tower, because he believes there's something far more sinister in the world at play here with the rise of social media. It's something that Professor Somadotto Fekeni in the Indlumati essay Scenario 23 Project has been looking at as project leader. Professor Fekeni, welcome to the show. What are you considering in your research? Because the effects of social media can be positive, but in South Africa, we've tended to see things like Twitter inflame race relations more than bring people together.
Well, I do think that the most important thing is to change the discourse and the consciousness rather than the platform. The platform itself is the infrastructure that can be used positively or negatively. But if you do not address the underlying social issues, you do not address frustrations, inequalities, then you have resistance and resentment which spills over to the social media. So social media itself is a manifestation of the underlying problems. And we identified three key drivers in the Indlumati scenarios 2030. That is inequality, which is the source of discontent. And you do have the mood of resistance, resentment, and the yearning for reconciliation. And most of these things can be dealt with if there was leadership as well as institutional capacity and citizen consciousness in a positive direction of social cohesion.
And in the Indlulamiti barometer research, you found that young black South Africans are most concerned with driving social cohesion and actually hold much of the power to do it, because these are digital natives. And for my money, that's really an encouraging finding from this research. How do we bring these young people into the conversation?
In fact, that is the most important finding, which was quite surprising to say. The most cynical of people are the older ones who are reaching for their pensions anyway, but the ones who are to live their future into the future in many decades to come are the ones who are positive and hopeful. And it means that in every dialogue, we must have an intergenerational dialogue, but also we must create space for the youth in a very youthful continent to come forward and take leadership positions. Average age in Africa is 25 years, but average leaders and civil servants are 64 years. And that is indicative of the rupture or the gap. Look at how New Zealand, Finland, and other countries, Canada, have taken chances, given young people the opportunity. Ethiopia is one of those, a younger person. And those people were able to break into the new grounds. That's why it is very important to invest in younger people.
And a message of hope, I think, at a time when it does feel like social media has become so divisive. Thank you very much, Professor Somadotto Fekeni, political analyst and leader of the Indlulamiti Essay Scenarios 2030 Project, with some insight into the role that social media can play and indeed should be playing in fostering social cohesion.